Across the country, electric utilities are pulling the plug on coal-fired power. In just a little more than a decade, over 500 coal generators have closed as companies switch to cheaper natural gas and renewable energy. 34 were in the Ohio Valley, and more will close in the next few years. That means cleaner air and less CO2 in the atmosphere. But for many communities, it comes at a steep price. Brittany Patterson has the story of one Ohio community preparing for lost jobs and revenue as its coal plant powers down.
Old brick buildings line the wide sidewalks full of blooming dogwoods of Main Street in downtown Coshocton, Ohio. It's a quaint strip with a barbershop, florist, and photography studio. The railroad runs right through town. But there are also vacant buildings.
We're hurting. There's empty buildings, and that's hard from the standpoint is, you know, I can always say I remember what it was.
Lifelong Coshocton resident Denise Guthrie owns Mercantile on Main, which for 20 years has sold vacuum cleaners and cotton quilting materials. Many of her customers worked in manufacturing or at the local power plant. But in recent years, thousands of jobs have been lost here as major employers like General Electric and a paper mill closed.
So it's like bam, 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 you know, our community is hit.
Now, Coshocton is bracing for another blow. At the end of May, utility American Electric Power closed two of the three remaining units at a coal-fired power plant in nearby Conesville. The last unit will shut down in May 2020, earlier than expected. At its peak, the plant employed 600 workers. Today, it's about 95. And many who live here, including Guthrie, say that even in a place like Coshocton that has dealt with this before, the coal plant closing is a big loss.
We're resilient. We'll survive. We'll find jobs. Somehow we find jobs. We find new opportunities. But it is a concern.
As the energy sector transitions away from coal, across the country, coal-fired power plants are closing. While good for the climate, it's often an intractable loss for host communities.
And these are huge economic drivers in the regions that they're in.
Ohio University professor Gilbert Michaud studies the impacts of coal plant closures. He says coal plants are often in rural communities, which largely don't have diverse economies, and it's hard to match the pay and taxes provided by coal plants.
Employ hundreds of workers, they have this rippling effect.
In the next 5 years, at least five more coal plants in the Ohio Valley are set to close. That means more than just lost jobs. Just ask Dalton Summers. He's the superintendent of the Riverview Local School District. We chat at Conesville Elementary, where the three smokestacks from the plant have been a fixture on the landscape for more than 60 years.
It was a huge advantage to have a power plant.
Tax revenue supported electives, small class sizes, a swim team. But when the plant is fully closed next year, 10% of Riverview's budget, $2.2 million, will just disappear. To help mitigate that loss, the district is closing one elementary school. But Summers says it's not enough.
A plant like AEP, with the level of jobs that it did provide, the good livings that it, you know, people made a good living that worked there, the tax base to the schools, it's a really big thing.
Officials here recognize Conesville's closing will be tough, and they aren't just sitting idly by. Coshocton's economic development and job retraining agencies are taking steps other communities could learn from.
We have a really strong united front locally as to how we're going to help our community through any type of loss.
Tiffany Swigert runs the Coshocton Port Authority, which does economic development. She's part of a team working to convince new manufacturers to come to the region and provide training to displaced AEP workers. That includes hosting resume and interviewing workshops at the Conesville plant.
Ms. Gibson,
yes.
This is
Joe Eggleston.
Joe Eggleston here for his interview.
All right.
Nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you.
At a recent workshop, Conesville employee Joe Eggleston practices something he hasn't had to do in a long time.
So I understand you're here to apply for our open position?
I am.
He's calm, determined to ace even this mock interview, even when his interviewer throws him a curveball.
Here's a random question for you. If you were a tree, any kind of tree, what would you be and why?
I would be an oak, very strong, very sturdy.
Eggleston is confident he'll find a job and hopefully be able to stay in Coshocton. He says it's bittersweet the plant is closing, but for now, he has a few more months of work.
I hope it would last longer, but it is what it is, and we just got to move forward.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson in Coshocton County, Ohio.
The Ohio Valley Resource is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.